Good morning.
Morning.
Do you know what, folks? I've got to say, you're normally, it must be the start of September. All of you have been back to school. You're already tired because normally you're a bit more full of life than that. So I don't know, usually say this, but we'll try that again. Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, that was so much better. Thank you. And welcome. Welcome to worship in Railway Street Church. Today, welcome all of you here in our building. It's great to see the building filling up once again, upstairs and downstairs. Welcome to those who are watching online for wherever, and those who are listening to our telephone line service. It's great to have you all with us, folks, particularly this may be your first Sunday in Railway Street. It may only be your second or your third. We're delighted to have you, and look forward to chatting to you after the service. I'll be at the door, but a lot of folks go this way after the service, through this door, into our link, where there are refreshments available. Not just tea and coffee and biscuits, folks. A lot of tomatoes, a lot of lettuces, and there was something else. I can't remember what that was. Mainly tomatoes and lettuces. If you're a bit puzzled about why we're giving away tomatoes and lettuces, ask somebody sitting around, but they're all there. They're free. Do please lift those and take those home with you, or take them for somebody else as well. There's a lot of tomatoes, folks, so please help yourself. This morning we want to take time together in our service to think about going back to school with God. Back to school with God. This is an important time of year for many in our church family, and we have so many people in Railway Street who are involved in that. So I want you to think just for a moment, if you're going back to nursery, if you're back to primary school, if you're back to secondary school, if you're a student, you're heading to university, if you work in any of our schools or universities as a teacher or classroom assistant in some other capacity. So everybody here, if you have a day-to-day involvement with school, I want you to put your hand up now. Don't be shy. Put your hand up now if you have a day-to-day involvement in our school. Put your hands up high, folks, nice and high. Looking around, that's a lot of people upstairs and downstairs. That's a big crowd of people. So this is an important time of year for some, maybe starting school for the first time, isn't that right? For others, maybe starting at a new school or just going back after the school holidays. For some, heading away to university. We've one of our young adults is in a church in York today. They're heading over to York to study, and they're way over to scout around there today. And then lots of folks in Railway Street who are involved in teaching and working in our schools. And so as a church family, we want to focus today on all of you, all who are involved in our school communities, and to say that you're important to us, and we want to encourage you to stand with you in prayer at the start of this new academic year. There are lots of people in the Bible who find themselves stepping out into something new, just as many people are stepping out into something new in school or university. And one of them was a man called Joshua. And Joshua followed Moses in leading the people of Israel. And in Joshua 1 verse 9, and we'll hear this as part of our reading in a little while, we hear how God spoke to Joshua and reassured him. And here's what God said to Joshua: "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous?" Those are the most important words, those three words: be strong and courageous. "Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Now, before we hear about Joshua and God's promise to him, we want to pray to God and we want to praise him as we sing together. But first of all, we're going to pray. And Hannah, our youth coordinator, she's just back from 2 weeks' holiday. She's still a wee bit jet-lagged, I think. But I'm a hard boss. I've thrown her right back into it right away. I'm going to invite Hannah to come and to lead us in prayer.
We're going to pray together now. The words are going to come up on the screen, and I'd love for you to join with me in saying the words in bold. Lord God, we are really thankful. Let's pray. Lord God, how awesome you are. You flung the stars into space. You made the mountains and the sea, and you made us. Thank you that you pour your love upon us. Thank you that you care for us as a father loves his children. Thank you that you promise to be with us. Lord God, we are really thankful. We thank you for the summer holidays. We thank you for time outdoors exploring your wonderful creation. We thank you for time spent with family and friends. Lord God, we are really thankful. Forgive us when we forget to thank you. Forgive us when we ignore you and shut you out. We remember that friendship with you came at a cost, the cost of your giving Jesus, your one and only Son. Lord God, we are really thankful. Thank you for Jesus, for his death and resurrection, and his victory over sin and death. Lord, we worship you. You are our God, and we are your children. Help us to listen to what you want to say to us today. Amen.
Thanks, Hannah. Our God is always there to help us wherever we go, if we choose to trust him. He's unchanging down through the generations. He is the God who promised to be with Joshua and whose promises still stand today. As he was with Joshua, so he is with us. And so we want to continue to worship that God together. Back to School with God is a program devised by Scripture Union. They provide so much of the materials for that. They also give suggestions for songs, and we followed some of those today. And so we're going to praise God. We're going to stand together as we begin with Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. Thanks to Ian and the band for leading us. Great to see a couple of new faces joining them this morning as well. We're going to read from God's Word before I invite Abigail up to read for us. I'm going to invite you to turn to it. There are Bibles in the pews if you don't have a Bible with you, and invite you to look this reading up. It's Joshua. Joshua, the Old Testament, right after the book of Deuteronomy, before the book of Judges, and returning to the very start of Joshua chapter 1. We're going to read verses 1 to 9, and delighted that Abigail McCleary is going to read that for us.
After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the River Jordan into the land I am about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey all the law of my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Right, we're going to risk this microphone. Hopefully it will behave itself. Good morning. Yeah, you sound as sleepy as the grown-ups do. You're only back to school and you're already, your teachers have already exhausted you, have they? Yeah, it's great to see you, and I see a couple of faces that I don't know, so that's even better. It's really, really good to have you, and I have to try and learn some names that I don't know. I need that. That would be handy, wouldn't it? Right, so summer's over. Although it's only now the weather seems to be improving, isn't it? Tell me this, did you have a good summer? How many of you got away somewhere on holiday? How many of you got away on holiday somewhere? Do you want to tell me some of the places that you went to on your holiday? Where did you go, Leo?
France.
France, lovely. Whereabouts in France were you?
Maybe like round Normandy.
Round Normandy.
Normandy near Bayeux. Okay, lovely. And was the weather good in Normandy? Bit like here, was it? Yeah, okay. It was chucking it down. So you were on the Normandy beaches where the soldiers landed. You were in Omaha and Gold.
I think I actually saw like a wooden stake.
A wooden stake, okay. And it was chucking it down. Yeah, I was pretty much doing that where I was as well. Who else? Who else was away somewhere? Leo. Or not Leo, sorry. My head's away with it. Liam. Okay, so you were in England, right? You were in Donegal as well, I think, weren't you? Yeah. Okay, who else was away somewhere this summer? Louise, where were you?
I was at Singapore.
You were in Singapore again. You were in Singapore again, right? You're getting to visit Singapore a lot, aren't you? Was that good? Yeah, okay. And where was your sister Charlotte? Yeah, she was at Korea at the World Scout Jamboree. Do you remember that, folks? Anybody remember reading about that in the news? That's where our Charlotte was, but she survived. Give us a wave, Charlotte. She survived, and she ended up in some nice hotel at the end of it. Right, who else? Yes, what's your name now?
Charles.
Charles, where were you?
Italy.
Italy, oh, lovely. And was
Venice.
Oh, very nice. Was the weather good in Venice?
Very nice.
Very nice. I'm sure it would be once she... Well, it wasn't too hot now, was it? Too hot. It was very hot, I know, in some places. Anybody else away anywhere over the summer? Emily? You were in Sandylands. Yeah, you were down near Cranfield, not far from where we were. And how was the weather? You were in a tent, weren't you? How was the weather for that? You had a really stormy night, didn't you? I heard about a really stormy night in the tent. Yeah. Anybody else away anywhere? No. Were some of you away in places for the first time? Was that the first time you were in Normandy? Yeah. Was that the first time you were in Italy? Charles, were you?
Oh,
that was your second time. Okay. It's great to go to new places, isn't it? It's great to experience new things and to do new things. I didn't get very far on holiday this year. I was just down in the kingdom of Mourne, and the weather wasn't great, but it was relaxing. It was good to get away. I'm going to show you a picture. I wonder if any of you know where this is. It's going to come up on the big screens here. Now, can anybody tell me where that is? Does anybody recognize where that is? Emily. It's Newcastle, right? So, yep, it's standing on the beach. It's looking towards Newcastle. And does anybody know what is the name of that mountain that you can see that rises right above Newcastle? What's the name of that mountain that rises above Newcastle? See, again, what I tell you, you spend too much time in the North Coast, folks. Right. Slieve Donard. That is Slieve Donard. And Slieve Donard is the highest mountain. Oh, there's that microphone starting to misbehave now. Slieve Donard is the highest mountain in Northern Ireland. It's the highest mountain in Northern Ireland. Now, it's not very tall compared to, don't go any further than that, whoever's working the things there. But it's the tallest mountain in Northern Ireland. Has anybody ever been up to the top of Slieve Donard? Now, it's not just wee ones I'm asking here, all ages. Who's been up to the top of Slieve Donard? Okay, lots of you have been up to the top of Slieve Donard. I have, but it was many, many years ago. I know you're surprised. You're saying, hey, you have a cottage down in the morning. Surely you're walking the mountains all the time. Well, I'm one of those people who almost prefers to admire the mountains from a distance quite a bit of the time. But I was up Slieve Donard many years ago. Now imagine if you were going to climb up to the top of Slieve Donard. Can you think, what are some of the things you might need to take with you? And I need a volunteer here. Need a volunteer. You're happy to volunteer, Charles? Yep, right, you come on up beside me here. Right, just have a wee seat here for a minute. What are some of the things you think you would need if you're going to walk the whole way to the top of Slieve Donard? Now, it's not really tall mountain. You don't need ropes or anything like that, but what are some of the things you might need? Archie? Right, you would need something to eat with you, wouldn't you? You would need some snacks. Now, what's the first thing you're going to need? Because all this stuff, it's got to go somewhere. So what's the first thing you're going to need? What do you think?
Backpack.
Absolutely right. Charles, can you stand up for me? And we're going to put this backpack on you because you're going to climb Slieve Donard. All right. Good man. Right, so food. We need snacks. Right, let's see if I got... Oh, you're ahead of me. Right. Hold on, we've got snacks. What have we got?
Definitely.
Right, got banana. It's good for energy. Got some chocolate. Got some yogurt slices. Sounds all right. Right, let's put those in. And water. Definitely we need water. Yep, need to keep ourselves hydrated when we're walking up. So put the water in here. Oh, sorry, Charles. Right, what else might you need? What else? We've got some water. We've got some food. What else might you need? Well, if you're not for sleeve donard, if you're doing a hard mountain, you would, but you don't need it for sleeve donard. You can just walk up. Yep. A hat. Yes, absolutely. I think a hat would be good. Now, it depends on the sort of weather, what sort of hat you would need now. But here we go. Here's a hat for you, Charles. Brilliant. Okay. What else? Now, you're going to hope the weather is good, because when you get up. Hey, now, don't you be stealing the show here on me by now, okay? Right, just you stand still till I need you. Right, good man, thank you. You hope the weather's going to be like that when you get to the top. And if the weather's like that, it's really good. What else might you need as you're climbing up? What else might you need, Katie? Absolutely right, it's very important. Yeah, we should have started with that sooner. You're going to need good shoes, good walking boots, aren't you, Katie? Absolutely right. Now, I don't know if these are your size, Charles, so we'll just set them. Well, they're not far off now, you know, but we'll not make you put them on. We'll just set those there for now. So shoes. We're hoping the weather's going to be good. So what might you need if the sun is out? What might you need as you're climbing up? The sun is out. Archie?
Sunblock.
Sunblock. You know, haven't had much need for that this summer, have we? Yeah, but you hope the weather's going to be good. So it might be good to have some sun cream with you. We're not going to put it on. Don't worry. We'll just pop it in. Right. What else, Leo? Sunglasses, yeah.
Sunglasses.
That would be good. Have you got sunglasses with you?
Yes. No.
No? There you are. Now, the problem is those are also very focal, so if those make your eyes a wee bit...
I like it.
Those aren't making you dizzy or anything?
No, they're not making me dizzy.
Okay, good.
I don't have eye problems.
This boy's really shy. Right.
I'm shy.
Right. What else? We're hoping the weather's going to be good, but it's Northern Ireland. We know what it's like a lot of the time, so what are we going to need if the weather's bad?
A coat.
Absolutely right, Danielle. We're going to need a coat, right? Take the backpack off a minute there, Charles. Get the coat on. Good man.
My hands can't
even get. It's a wee bit on the long side, isn't it? You'll grow into it, but don't worry. Right. Arm in there. Brilliant. Okay, I think you're nearly ready to go. Anything else? Now, there's a great view up there when it's a clear day, and occasionally you get a good view. If you're going to admire that view, what would you want to have with you so that you can see it?
A camera,
yeah. And what else as well as a camera? What else? Binoculars. Wouldn't it be great to have binoculars? So we've got binoculars here as well. So well, maybe we'll just put those around your neck, will we? That'd be handy.
Yes, so I can see.
And a camera. Got a camera on the phone. What else is the phone really useful for? Sending messages. If you get into trouble, in case you need mountain rescue or something. I had a couple of boys working for me in a church one time. They decided that afternoon they'd go up Sleeve Donard, and then it got dark and they got lost and they had to be found. Right. So important to have a phone. I think that is that ever? Oh, yes. To make sure we know our way, what else might we need?
A compass.
A compass. That is a really good suggestion, but I don't have one of those with me, but I will get one. What else? So we know the way. A map. Yeah, here's a map. Here's a map. We've got a route made out from Newcastle the whole way up the Sleeve Donard, so we'll put that in as well. And then, Charles, I think you're good to go.
You're very hot.
Yeah, well, listen, I think you're good to go. I don't think you get anything else. We'll let you take that stuff off now, and we'll let
you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Give a round of applause to.
Now I can finally see what you've got.
Okay. All right, can we take this arm out as well?
Oh,
lovely.
This is cool.
Can you see your mum there now?
I'm trying to.
Okay.
I see her.
Lovely. She's giving you a wave. I'm not even sure if you're looking through those the right way. You know that, but there.
Looking
right.
Through.
Okay. Wait. Thank you. Yeah, you were actually. I was right. Right. Okay. Thank you very much. You got to make sure you're properly equipped. You got to make sure you have all the things that you're going to need when you're stepping out and doing something new. Now I'm going to tell you about a man called Joshua that we spoke about the start, and that we heard about in our Bible reading, because Joshua was getting ready to set out on an adventure, a big adventure. And yet he was going to discover that God's idea of getting ready to step out was quite different from his own. Now, up until this point in the story, Joshua had been learning from somebody else. Do you know who was the leader of the people of Israel before Joshua? What was his name?
Moses.
Moses had been in charge for a long, long time. He was the leader of the Israelites, but Moses had grown old and Moses had died. And now God was speaking to Joshua. And he was telling him it was time to step out, and it was time for Joshua to lead the people into the promised land, the land that God had promised to give them. And this was the land that they were going to. Can we get the next slide? Thank you. So you see where Mount Nebo is there? That's where Moses died, and the people were going to cross over the Jordan River into the promised land. The first big city they would come to was Jericho. And that's the point where we find Joshua now. He's getting ready to lead the people, and he's listening to what God has to say. Now, what sort of things do you think Joshua might have needed as he prepared to lead the people of Israel into the promised land? What might he need?
Yeah.
Boats. Yeah. To get across the river. Yeah. Now, it turned out, and that's not part of our story today, he didn't need boats because God did something very special, but he maybe thought he was going to need boats. What else, Archie?
He did indeed.
That's what he did, yeah. Now, this land already belonged to other people, so they were going to have to take the land from them. What else might he need in order to take the land over? What was he going to need?
Weapons.
He's going to need weapons, and he was going to need soldiers, yeah. What else was he going to need, do you think? So maybe boats, soldiers, weapons, things like that. And those make a lot of sense because Joshua wanted to be ready for his journey, yet these were not the things that God was really interested in. God's conversation with Joshua wasn't about getting ready that way. It wasn't about getting boats. It wasn't about getting swords or spears or bows and arrows, about getting lots of soldiers. It wasn't about saying to Joshua, Joshua, you're going to have to rely on your own strength. Instead, God told Joshua that he needed to be strong and brave. He needed to be strong and brave, not in his own strength, not in the things that he could take with him, not depending on his own cleverness, but trusting in God. God wanted Joshua to trust in him and to be strong and brave, because it was God who had promised the people all those years ago to take them to the promised land, and it was God who had helped them in the past. Do you remember, where's this and who's that? Do you remember that story? When the Israelites were leaving Egypt, where they'd been slaves, what did God do? He opened up, the Red Sea. He opened up the Red Sea so that the people of Israel could do this, so that they could walk across the sea and escape from the Egyptian army. And it was the same powerful God who had done that. It was the same powerful God who was going to be with Joshua and help him now. And so the most important thing Joshua needed was God, to trust in him and to be strong and brave. And Joshua had to realize that God is bigger than us. God is stronger than us. And nothing and no one can stop God's plans. And the best bit for Joshua was that God spoke to him. And that meant that he knew God wasn't a far away God, but God was very close. And Joshua was able to step out on this adventure knowing that God was going to be right beside him, helping him all the way. He chose to trust God and to follow him. And that's why Joshua could be strong and brave, trusting in God. And God's still the same today, boys and girls. He wants us to be strong and brave today. We can step out into unknown places, maybe someday climbing up to the top of Slieve Donard. Maybe for some of us that means going to a new class. Maybe for some of us it means going to a new school. It's so important knowing that with us, we have God there. So as we go back to nursery school, or primary school, or secondary school, or university, whether we're a child, whether we're a young person, whether we're an adult, we need to do more than just get our bags ready tomorrow morning. We need to do more than just make sure our lunch is packed as well. We need to remind ourselves that we go back to school with who? With
God.
We go back to school with God. That he is with us wherever we go. And he says the same words to us today as he said to Joshua. Let's remind ourselves what God said to Joshua. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So boys and girls, that means if we're nervous. Now, I think you've already all been back to school, haven't you? You've already started at school. When you go back to school tomorrow, if you are nervous about anything, we trust that we're not alone. God is with us. If we feel that the work is getting harder, as it sometimes does as we get older, if there's a hard piece of work, we know that there are teachers there to help us with that, and that God is with us. And if we get something happens at school to upset us, and I hope it doesn't, but if it does, we know we're not alone because Jesus is there with us. And Jesus too knew what it was sometimes to be let down by other people. He's there, he's with us, and he'll comfort us. So we can be strong and brave because the creator of all things is right beside us, leading the way. And so let's remind ourselves, let's say these words together, not those words, let's say together, because you are with us, we can be strong and brave. Not just for the boys and girls, for everybody. Let's say this together. Because you can be strong and brave. Okay, let's try that again. Because you are with us, we can be strong and brave. One more time. Because you are with us, we can be strong and brave. Boys and girls, thank you very much for being so good and taking part, listening so well. I'm going to invite you to go back to your seats now, and Ian and the band are going to come up. We're going to sing a song together, and the words of this song, without a doubt, are inspired in large part by those words that God... You all right, Alex?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good. Be strong and courageous, Alex. Strong and courageous. Now, this is a song that will be well known to some of you. It might be new to others. Like I say, it's a song that's taken from these words in Joshua. It's called Be Bold, Be Strong. We'll just worry about the words. There are actions. Do you know the actions, Hannah? No, just say where you are for now. Let's see how they do it. We'll think about the actions later. We'll try it through one time, just singing it. Okay.
We've been thinking about God telling Joshua to be strong and brave as he set out on the challenging adventure of leading God's people into the promised land. I wonder, and let's put the words up here, can you think of a time when you face change at school or home or work? Maybe a new baby, new job, a house move. All of us have been through situations like that in our lives, no matter what age we are. Can you remember a time like that? And can you remember, particularly maybe as you look back on it, you could see very clearly how God was with you and how God did help you to be strong and brave. It's hard to believe, folks, but it was 8 years ago that my family had to do just that. I'd got a new job. For whatever reason, you folks had decided to call me to be minister of Railway Street. And that meant that as a family, oh, look how young we all are there. Look at that. I still had some hair as well. Look what Jesus have done to me. But it meant we had to move from our home in the countryside where we'd lived for 11 years. It was the only home any of our children remembered. We had to move there. We had to come to the middle of Lisburn. We had to come into a new church where, again, we knew hardly anybody. There was only maybe one or two people we already knew in Railway Street. And it was particularly hard for Joanna and Emily and Stephen, who all had to move to new schools where they did not know anyone at all. And that's been the experience for some of you as well, having to go to a new school where you maybe don't know anyone. Now, other ministers who had also moved churches, I remember them telling me that if we were in the place God wanted us to be, then God would be with us. God would work out all the details for our family. And he did that. He did that. But we had to be patient. We had to pray, and it didn't all work out as quick as we would have liked. Stephen and Emily got sorted out with school places in Brownlee and Hunter House very quickly, but it took longer for Joanna to get a place because we wanted her at the same school as Emily, and she had to go on to a waiting list. And some of you will remember praying with us that Joanna would get that place in Hunter House, and it did because somebody left, somebody moved on, she was the top of the waiting list, and she got into that school. And you know what? They were all very brave going to their new school. But God was with them. They settled quickly. They made friends. They were happy. And they've done well. And I know that many of you have had similar experiences. I know especially some of you have moved to Lisburn from other countries in recent years. Everything's been new. Everything's been different. And we're delighted that you find your church home here as part of our church family. And it's good to hear, and it's good to share stories of how God is at work in our lives. And it would be great if, when we're having coffee, we could, rather than just talk about the football results, and I don't want to hear about the football results yesterday, folks, all right? I'm dreading meeting the minister of Sloane Street on Tuesday after the result yesterday. But rather than talking about football or the weather, maybe we could share some of those stories of how God has been with us and helped us to be strong and brave at challenging times in our lives. God told Joshua that remembering God's words would help him to be strong and brave. That day and night, Joshua was to think about God's words and God's laws and remember them. And we do the same. For all of us, the Bible is God's word. It's there that we find out what God has to say to us. And we've been thinking about God's words in this service. So we've read Joshua chapter 1, but it's also good to try and memorize words. And we've been thinking especially about these words that God spoke to Joshua. So we're going to say this together. We're going to try and learn this and memorize it together so that it's words that we can bring to our mind as we go into a new week, as we face different situations. So let's say this verse together. Let's say it together. So not just me, all of you. Thank you. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Not bad. Let's try it again, folks. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Right, let's mix it up a bit. Let's go to the next slide. Okay, see all you folks in the middle? You're going to do the red words, okay? All you folks in the gallery, when I point at you, you're going to say the green words, okay? All you folks at the two sides, you're going to do the blue word. Now, I can't see everybody in the gallery. That's not good. I've got to go up here. Get this microphone on for me, James. Thank you. Great, now we can see you all. Okay, so folks in the middle, doing the red words. Folks in the gallery, you're doing the green words. Folks at the sides, you're doing the blue words. I'll help you out. I'll point at you. I'll conduct you, all right? So let's say it again. Folks in the middle, have I not Not bad. I think, you know, the folks in the middle maybe have it at the minute. Good to hear so many voices coming from the gallery. A lot of you downstairs had no idea there were so many people sitting up there, did you? A lot more of them up there than you think. Right, let's try it again. I think maybe the folks at the sides you had at that time. But the folks in the gallery, marked improvement. Okay, let's go again.
I have commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Take it down. No, take. There we go. Right, now folks. Not bad. Wee bit ropey in the gallery, folks. Pretty good down at the front. Let's put it up all one more time. And let's just all say it together. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Let's hold on to those words. Let's take those words. Let's take that promise of God to Joshua and to God's people today. Let's take that into the next week. We're now going to pray for everyone who's involved in the return to education. I've invited several people to do that. So could I invite you to come up? There's four of you who are taking part here. So if you can all come down to the front, that would be great. Let's get you in order. So Stephen, you're going to be first. Great, Emily. I was wondering how long it'd take you to get down from the gallery. No time at all. You're going to be second. And Christina. And then Adam. You went the wrong way there, Adam. Okay. Right, I'm just going to ask you before we do the prayer, just if you tell people your name and what class you're in, what school you're at.
Hello, my name is Stephen and I go to Fort Hill and I'm going into fifth year.
Okay, thanks Stephen.
I'm Emily and I'm in P4.
And what school are you at, Emily?
Palm Park.
Okay.
I'm Christina and I'm going into second year at Aberdeen University.
And when are you heading away again, Christina?
Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning. It's been great to have Christina back over the summer. It's gone by very, very quickly. And do remember folks like Christina who are studying across the water. I think we have three folks from Railway Street all studying medicine across the water. I would love it if they were all studying medicine here, but it's good to have them come back to us at holiday time. And finally,
I'm Adam. I'm a teacher in Lagan College, Belfast, and I teach everything from year 8 to year 14.
And what's your chosen specialised subject?
Technology and design, but I'm teaching science as well this time.
Okay. He's a very skilled, gifted guy. Okay, so we're going to pray together. Going to invite each of these folks to do that. And then there's a line. Can we go on to the slide after that? There's a line that we all want to say together at the end of each section. Because you are with us, we can be strong and brave. So Stephen's going to lead us.
Hi. Lord God, you said to Joshua, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. Thank you that you are God of all generations. I thank you for the example of people who have gone through times of change and have proved that you keep your promises. Thank you that you are with them and deepen their faith in you. I pray for those of us at school. I pray that we will step out into a new school year, trusting you to lead, guide and direct our paths. Help us wherever we go, because you are with us. We can be strong and brave.
Lord God, you said to Joshua, I have commanded you to be strong and brave. When we go into a new classroom, when we have a new teacher, when we come across work that we haven't done before, help us to remember these words. Thank you that we are never alone. You are with us wherever we go. Because you are with us, we can be strong and brave.
Lord God, you said to Joshua, never stop reading the book of the law. Day and night you must think about what it says. Thank you for the Bible. Thank you that the Bible can guide us, teach us, strengthen us, and give us hope for the future. It reveals who you are, uncovers your big story of salvation, and tells us how to live in a way that pleases you. Give us courage to obey everything it says, even when doing so is hard and unpopular. Because you are with us, help us be strong and brave.
Lord God, you said to Joshua, get ready to cross the Jordan River. You gave him a task to do, and you had a plan. Thank you that you know the places we live and work and have a plan for our lives. You have placed people who love you in nurseries, schools, colleges, and universities. You have given them a special job to do. Help them do it well. May the love of Jesus be seen in them. Give them boldness and confidence in who you are. Remind them of your promises. May they be aware of your presence and listen to you. We ask your blessing on them and on all our young people in this new school year. Because you are with us, help us be strong and brave.
Thank you to everyone who's led us and who's taken part today. And again, it's great to see so many of you back out in church. We're going to close our service. We're going to invite the musicians back up. And again, we're thinking about those words. We're reflecting on that call to be brave and courageous, and we do that as we put our trust in the one who is with us. And so we're concluding our service as we sing, Strength Will Rise as We Wait Upon the Lord. As we go into a new week, whether that's into our schools and colleges, whether that's into our hospitals or our offices or wherever else we work or serve, we pray for God's blessing upon each one as we say together, and now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.